had a nice tournament run. We had the highlights there. I remember got to the district semifinals, if I remember correctly, and you had a heck of a game in that game, if I remember right. You got four starters returning from that group.
Yeah, we have four starters that are very competitive kids, and we're looking to kind of pick up where we left off last year.
So to do that, tell us about some of those young ladies and how you're going to be able to do that.
Yeah, Lexi Alston, Michigan State recruit for soccer, tough kid, probably one of the better defenders in the area. Quick, she, tough, she can do it all. Amaya Staten, 6'1", she's athletic, can move up and down the court.
Now, is her dad the former Elyria West baseball player?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Being a former Wolverine myself, I just wanted to clarify that.
Yeah, yeah. Faith Lewis, great point guard, fast, make things happen. And we got Anna Carnes, back where she came on last year. She's an energy. She's pure energy.
Jay, tell us about the difference when you're in year two compared to a year ago. How much further ahead are you at this time of the year going into your second year with this returning starters from a year ago at this time when maybe you're getting to know the girls, they're getting to know you? And I would imagine it's a big advantage for you going into this season.
Yeah, well, each season is different, and we're going to have to change our style a little bit, losing Cameron and a couple other starters. There's an advantage in the fact that they know my expectations. They know our philosophy. They know what we're trying to accomplish. The disadvantage is, we lost a major part of our team.
Sure.
So we're going to adjust to that, and I feel we're going to be, we're going to be all right.
Is that a season-long adjustment? Do the girls sense it right away when you're talking about Cameron Dizak, who a Division I recruit going on to play college basketball in the state of Georgia? When you lose a girl of her caliber, is that something that one girl replaces collectively as a group? Do you look to replace her? How do you do that?
I think collectively is how we're going to make up for loss of some of those points. She did so much, but I feel like as a group, in some ways we're better. In some ways we're different, but we're just as good, if not a little better. The ball is going to move quicker, and there's going to be more than always just looking for Cameron to take over. They're going to have to do it together.
Who's the one player that brings a strong presence to both ends of the court, offensively and defensively combined?
Amaya Staten, without question.
So she's the lights-out person on both ends teams got to watch for.
Yeah, I think last year in one game she had 8 blocks.
Man, that's devastating.
Yeah, she's
at any level.
Yeah,
she's 8 blocks. Whoa, jeez.
She's a lefty. 6'1", like I said, athletic. And, with that size, she has speed. She can get up the court in a hurry. She can handle the ball. She
sees the floor well, too, doesn't she? She understands the game.
She understands the game. She's a very good passer. She's a willing passer, sometimes to a fault. but she's definitely a presence underneath. But, I don't want to take anything away from Faith Lewis either, because as a point guard, she's very fast, very good on defense. She's the one that kind of helps get things moving so Amaya can do what she does.
Coach, last year I think you surprised some people in the tournament. The fact that I know you had a really good regular season, but I still think you surprised them a little bit, being your first year coach and maybe even exceeded expectations. What do you do this year when maybe there's more expectations than a year ago, or aren't there? What are your expectations, and how do you deal with the challenge of this year with a group that's coming back and the success that you had a year ago?
I think there's always expectations you want to put onto your team and onto yourself as a coach, as being a competitor. But I think that, you don't want to set the bar so high that there's too much pressure. We're going to go out, we're going to compete, we're going to play hard, We're going to bring everything we brought last year, energy, and you know, get up and down the court, and we'll see where we land. I don't feel like there's really any expectations on us right now, because a lot of teams may feel that we're not as good without Cameron, and they may overlook us again. So that, you know, that's kind of how I feel.
It makes
about
you Rocky Balboa, you know. You're so, the underdog.
I think in the Southwest, you know, we may be. This conference is tight. Always is.
Would you say you're a physical team?
I would say yes.
Because it's a physical conference for those that contend in the SWC year in and year out. And you got to be able to bring it.
Yeah. Well, you know, again, with Amaya and Lexi, you know, all we'll get after it. And I think that's the mindset. Our mindset, you know, again, you talked about last year versus this year. I think one of the things for sure without question is they know my expectations is play hard. Win or lose, play hard. And the girls step up to that. And they know that's just who we are. That's our staple. We're going to play hard.
Jay, I think when you think of the SWC and girls basketball, at least to me, you know, I think of Olmsted Falls, obviously. You know, Avon and Avon Lake, what Megan and Dave have done with those programs. And how do you try to get the consistently to kind of get in that same sentence with those teams? And how long does that take?
You know, certainly doesn't happen overnight. We're doing a great job. I've got a lot of support at Amherst, and it's going to start with our youth programs and work our way through it. We'll work our way up. You know, it's not something that just wave a wand, and you know, those, they've worked real hard at it. Dave worked hard at it. You know, North Ridgeville's another team that I mean, their program is bursting. I mean, they have tons of kids playing, and they got talent coming through. You know, we're trying to catch them, kind of, if you will, where, you know, we need the numbers that they have, and they're coming. We had, 51 kids come out for 7th and 8th grade basketball this year, and that hasn't happened in a while. So we're excited about our future. We're excited about the growth of our program. Casey Wolf has been, our athletic director, has been unbelievably supportive. So we're going in the right direction.
What's the key to growing a program with the younger kids? Is it camps? Is it clinics? Is it free T-shirts at the elementary school that say Comets basketball? What is the trick? How do you do that? How do you get younger kids involved so that they'll want to play coming up to the junior high and eventually the varsity level?
You know, a big part of it is they have to have fun. It's a game. At the end of the day, we got to remember that. With these younger kids, it's a game. And if they're not having fun, they're not going to play. So we have to do a great job of making it fun. And teaching fundamentals, I mean, that's where it starts. You dribble with your left hand, and you see little things, little successes become big wins. And that's what we're trying to do with our youth program right now is, you know, first time in Amherst, we have a third grade travel team. You know, because it's fun. They're having fun. And that's how you're going to, you know, that's how we're going to build.
How good can this year's team be?
I think that we're going to compete hard, and we'll see where we land.
Well, that's – I was expecting more of a Lou Holtz approach.
I was reading between the lines there a little bit. Yeah. Z-Man, anything we want to remind you of that, Coach, that I will say this. We've got Amherst at Firelands and that boys-girls doubleheader, which I think is great. It'll be Monday, December 23rd, the girls' game first, then the boys' game. It'll be a girls-boys doubleheader, Amherst at Firelands on the 23rd. And then we've got you over at Avon Lake on January 4th, the Saturday afternoon. So a couple times the Comets will be on AM 930 and FM 100.3.
When we appreciate it. We appreciate everything you guys do, and we're excited.
Who knows? Maybe you can hang a New Year's loss on Dave Zavara. That would be his gift from you to usher in the new year.
My old coach?
Yes. hang an L on him.
Yeah, way to say Happy New Year to him. Yeah. We'll look forward to it. But best of luck this year to you, Jay.
Absolutely.
We'll look forward to seeing you.
Thank you very much, guys.